It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a lot of people think of math with a sense of boredom, maybe even fear, but our guest says there's a lot of fun and even beauty in the world of numbers.
First, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is hearing a case today about whether the governor should have more control over administrative rules created by the Department of Public Instruction.
Under past court rulings, the superintendent of public instruction has more independence than the heads of most state agencies. That's because the superintendent is an elected, not appointed position under the state's constitution. This case seeks to overturn past rulings.
In 2011, Governor Scott Walker moved to have more control over binding administrative rules made by all state agencies, but two lower courts said that because the superintendent is ultimately accountable to the voters, the governor could not override that authority.
Joining us now to discuss this case is WPR reporter Gilman Halstead. He covers criminal justice and the courts. Gil, good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
Well, this one's a little tangled, a little complicated. Let's start with that law we just mentioned. What law is at issue here?
Okay, it was passed in 2011. It's called Act 21. It would, as Veronica just said, it gives the governor the ability to review any rules that are being written by any agencies and essentially veto or approve them before they can then go to the legislature and be approved. Actually, before they can be written and then eventually go to the legislature to be approved.
And so that would apply to the DNR if they're setting rules,
exactly.
Department of Administration. But education, people raising this challenge is different. So first of all, who has brought this suit to say, hey, this doesn't apply to public instruction?
Well, the suit was brought by two different groups against it. By Superintendent Tony Evers and by a group of parents and teachers. And actually, there's another group. There were three attorneys arguing against it today. School administrators as well are weighing in against this law and the impact they say it would have on the power of the superintendent to effectively supervise education in the state.
So far, before getting the state Supreme Court, courts have ruled on their side. What are they citing? What are they going back to say, you're right, this law doesn't apply to education?
Well, they're going back to the Constitution. It's Article 10, Section 1 that set up the powers and responsibilities of the superintendent of public instruction, which gives him a lot of power. And basically, the superintendent is arguing that it bars the legislature and the governor from transferring any of those powers to another executive, which is essentially what this does. It gives the governor, the executive in this case, the power to overrule the executive of the Department of Public Instruction.
This isn't the first time we've had this argument. It goes back to the 90s,
right.
At least.
Well, in 1996, Governor Thompson, through the budget, tried to essentially strip all the powers from the Department of Public Instruction and create a Department of Education that would be headed by a secretary that he would appoint. And that ruling was at the center of the arguments today. And the court at that time ruled that Governor Thompson couldn't do that because of the sort of special nature of the superintendent's powers and the way they're laid out in the Constitution. I mean, my understanding is essentially it said if you want to make this change, you're going to have to amend the Constitution. And so the supporters of the law, the governor, the Department of Justice, and also a group of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and School Choice all weighed in on the side of the law. And they said that ruling was too broad, and it denies the right of the legislature to give and take away powers. And so there was a lot today about who's really the boss here. Justice Gableman kept coming back to this point that there's this safety valve in the law. If Tony Evers, the superintendent of public instruction, doesn't like the fact that a rule that he's proposed has been overruled by the governor, supposedly he can go to the legislature and get them to actually pass a law. But then, of course, the governor could veto that law. Mm-hmm. And we'd have to, but anyway, it would all come back to the legislature, and that they should be the ones in charge. They give powers and can take them away.
talking to WPR reporter Gilman Halstead about some action in the state Supreme Court today at issue, the power of the state Department of Public Instruction, a law passed in 2011 that would give the governor's office, in effect, veto power over rules set by the DPI. So you started to mention some of the argument in the Supreme Court today, Gil. Without getting too deep into the legalese, what other kinds of things were you hearing? What kind of questions were the justices raising?
Well, there actually was some concern about whether and how this law might affect other agencies, even other ones that, like the Department of Justice, that has an elected executive, the Attorney General, over it. And my understanding was that that the Assistant Attorney General, who was arguing the case for the state, said that yes, the ability of the governor to veto rules for the Department of Justice would also hold, and that possibly over the state director of courts as well, something that some of the justices, Justice Prosser, seemed to be a little bit concerned about, whether the director of state courts would have rules that he was writing for how the court operates possibly vetoed by the governor.
Justice Prosser in an interesting position here.
Yes.
Back in that 1996 issue you mentioned, he filed a court brief. He was then a leader in the Republican-controlled Assembly. He was in favor of this rule. He filed a friend of the court brief, as I understand it.
That's
now
right.
Here he is, not a friend of the court. He is
He is the court.
Yeah.
He is the court. And it's interesting that I might have expected his questions to be a little bit more friendly to the Department of Justice, and it really didn't come out, I mean, from him anyway, that that he was probably supportive of them. He had some serious concerns about how broad the law is, and of course this law is different in the sense that the law he was pushing for really was just about the DPI, and this law covers all departments.
Mm-hmm. Now, like everything in Wisconsin except maybe the Packers, I guess, the education has been a partisan issue. Republican administration, Democrat, it's a nonpartisan office the DPI had, but generally viewed as sympathetic to Democrats. Did that partisan feel come into the discussion today?
Only to a certain extent in arguments made by the government, by the Assistant Attorney General and by Rick Essenberg of the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, who was representing Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The concern that was coming out in what they were saying is that if we allow the Department of Public Instruction to have this sort of untrammeled power that makes, they were claiming, almost equal to the governor, then we may be stifling important innovative educational policies if we can't have them checked and balanced by the governor and the legislature. And I guess particularly the governor in this case, because nothing about the law takes the legislature out of this. They still have the power to approve or veto a law.
So looking ahead, we heard testimony today. What's next? Are they still going to be hearing this the rest of the week, or what's on
the
schedule?
No. It's the argument is over. They'll rule on it in the summer.
The summer.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
So, I'll set my clock to watch for that. Gil will check in with you when that ruling comes down. Thanks, as always.
You're welcome.
It's WPR reporter Gilman Halstead covering criminal justice and the courts, looking at the state Supreme Court and education today.